This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Yesterday on Monday's show, I mentioned how beautiful it was on Sunday and on Saturday. In where I live, I had my windows and doors open. It was in the low 70s on Sunday. Beautiful. And then yesterday morning, Monday morning, I said, what happened? It got so cold. It was 46 degrees when we came in here yesterday morning. We said it was cold. Well, this morning, it's 39 degrees when we came in here.
No, God, please, no! No!
Even colder?
No!
So make sure you bundle up today to go out. But we can't complain around here when the Northeast just got hit with 2 feet of snow. And that's just finishing up right now. 2 feet of snow in the Northeast. Yeah, but they're used to it. It snows up there every year. They're used to it. It's like having hurricanes down here. It shouldn't be 39 degrees here. But cold morning this morning. Make sure you dress well for it. So, something made news yesterday that bothered many, many Americans, including myself, and I'm sure it bothered Coleman too. When the Pentagon announced that the terrorists who are being held at Guantanamo Bay are going to get vaccinated soon, before most Americans. How much does that suck? Well, lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, introduced a resolution opposing Gitmo vaccinations before American citizens. So isn't that something, how fast news travels? Yesterday, it was the news that the Guantanamo Bay terrorists, who, by the way, I mean, the mastermind of 9/11 is still down there. And many other terrorists who want us dead, they're going to get vaccinated before the majority of American people. I say time out. I mean, who in God's name cares if they die of coronavirus? As a matter of fact, do you realize that the mastermind of 9/11, who's still alive, he's down there, his name is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, it has cost American taxpayers over $161 million to keep him alive.
Cha-ching.
Since September 11th, 2001. Because we caught him after that, and he's been in Guantanamo Bay since then. And him and him alone, again, the mastermind of September 11th, 2001, it's cost the American taxpayers $161 million to keep that SOB alive. And now, Pentagon, you're telling us he is going to get vaccinated before the majority of Americans? No. Time out. No. No. What's interesting is he was finally supposed to have his trial last month in January. I mean, think about that. The mastermind of September 11, 2001 was finally about to go on trial in January 2021, 20 years later. And then when he was going to be found guilty and convicted, then we were going to kill him.
Oh, all right. At least we had that part of the plan.
Yeah, but why is it taking so long, 20 years? I guess his trial that was supposed to start a few weeks ago was delayed because of coronavirus. But why did it take until January 2021 for him to finally have his trial? 20 years, almost 20 years after after September 11th. 161 million dollars later, that's how much it has cost to keep him in prison and to keep him alive. I mean, you do the math. How much is that a year if he's been alive for almost 20 years at $161 million? You do the math. It only cost American taxpayers to keep Americans in maximum security prisons in the United States about $78,000 a year to keep each maximum security prisoner alive. So if it only costs $78,000 a year for that, why did it cost $161 million to keep the mastermind of September 11, 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, alive down there at Guantanamo Bay?
So what's the logic here? We give him the vaccine so he could stay alive, so he could face trial later, then we could execute him?
Yeah, so we could, exactly.
So we got to keep him alive. We have to keep him alive so we can kill him later.
Yeah, right now the thinking goes, the Pentagon announced this, give Khalid Sheikh Mohammed the vaccine before the majority of Americans, so that'll keep him alive where he can go to trial for masterminding September 11th, 2001, and he could be found guilty and be convicted of that and then get the death sentence so they can then kill him. Why waste the vaccination on that piece of fecal matter? Well, it's something how the news works. Again, news came out early yesterday that the Pentagon said terrorists who want us dead at Guantanamo Bay, they're going to get vaccinated before the majority of Americans. I say no. I say that's horse dung, and who cares if they start dying of coronavirus? Do you really care?
This text says, it wouldn't bother me if they got the vaccine first. Let them be the guinea pigs. So clearly that texter is skeptical about how the vaccine may affect you. So why not use the people in Guantanamo Bay first as guinea pigs to see what happens? And then you see what the long-term effects is, and they may trust the vaccine later.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of, thank you for the text. There's a bunch of people like that texter who don't trust it. They're saying in your community, Coleman, in the black community, the black American community, there's a lot of people who do not want to take it. They think it was rushed. They don't want to take it. And now we learn that we're going to need 80% to 85% of Americans to get the vaccination to stop the thing from spreading. Herd immunity. They thought it was going to take 70 to 75% of Americans getting vaccinated. Now they're saying it's going to take 80 to 85%.
It's funny how those things keep changing every once in a while. Every few months, they keep changing the conditions of when we can get back to normal.
And I just read yesterday that they're saying 84% of Americans are willing to take the shot. But boy, oh boy, get things taken care of down at Guantanamo Bay. No, don't you vaccinate those scumbag terrorists before you vaccinate the majority of Americans. No. And so that was the news a couple days ago, and breaking news late last night. Republican lawmakers have introduced a resolution opposing Guantanamo vaccinations before American citizens. I mean, I hope that passes. I don't know if it's going to pass because, you know, the Democrats are in control of the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and the White House. So I don't know if that will pass or not. But how awful would that be if someone, if many more Americans, senior citizens, people who are already sick, whoever the most vulnerable are, if they die before Guantanamo Bay detainees, the terrorists who want us dead.
When it comes to the coronavirus and how, I mean, the coronavirus vaccine, and there are people that are saying, well, it's released too fast, so they don't trust it. I thought that was kind of the point. That's why they called it Operation Warp Speed, right? They called it Operation Warp Speed so it can be rolled out at a quicker pace. So I think that kind of stands to reason that it would be rolled out faster. That's why they called it Warp Speed.
If you have any comments on what we were just talking about, text us. Keep it short. Please do not text while you're driving. If it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show. 504-260-9595. We got a lot of things to talk about today. Welcome to the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And 2 days ago, on Sunday, in the middle of the beautiful Sunday afternoon that we were having. And something when you look at this past weekend, how both Saturday and Sunday, we got into the 70s when it comes to degrees. The end of January. And I had windows open, doors open. It was so beautiful. And then all of a sudden, wake up yesterday morning, it was 46 degrees. You wake up this morning, it's 39 degrees. But on that beautiful Sunday afternoon that we had 2 days ago, something absolutely awful happened in the lower Ninth Ward neighborhood here in New Orleans. In the middle of the afternoon, a man took out a machete in the parking lot of a gas station on St. Claude Avenue. And he killed another man. And then he took off. And no one knew where he was. Well, there is breaking news on that story. About 4.5 hours ago, police believe they arrested the machete killer. All the way up in Shreveport, he went into a hospital there and he stabbed his mother who was in that hospital and stabbed another woman. Those two women were injured, but they're not life-threatening injuries. So they're going to survive. And they arrested the man. again, about four and a half hours ago. His name is Zaokoy Chapman. And they, and police believe he's the same man who attacked and killed the man at the gas station here on St. Claude Avenue on Sunday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon, they, according to an employee at that gas station on St. Claude Avenue, this guy drove into the parking lot, got out of his car, started pointing at the car in front of him, and then pulled out the machete, and he just killed the man at the gas station, and then took off. And we didn't hear anything for the rest of Sunday, Sunday night, all day yesterday. And then police believe that that same machete attacker was arrested at about 1:20 this morning, way up in Shreveport, after going into to a hospital there. It's an Ochsner facility. And he stabbed his mother, and he stabbed another employee. Serious injuries, but not life-threatening. The hospital was locked down for a couple of hours after the attack. And when they arrested him, they looked at his car. And when New Orleans police found out about this arrest in Shreveport at the hospital, they looked at his car and they said, that's the car we were looking for. And so they believe they got the man who killed another man in the gas station parking lot in the lower Ninth Ward on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, this seems like a personal vendetta. I think we're going to find out that he probably knew the guy from the gas station, but yeah.
They may have had an incident. I don't think, Coleman, it was random, because again, what the gas station employee said on Sunday is that this guy pulled into that parking lot. He got out of the car and started pointing at a guy in the car in front of him. And so it's as if he knew him somehow, whether he had known him for a while and thought that the guy did him wrong, or the guy just did him wrong on St. Claude Avenue by cutting in front of him, or who knows. But he, according to the employee of that gas station, he got out of the car with the machete and he was pointing at someone specifically, and that's the guy who he went over and attacked and killed with the machete. You don't see that a lot here in New Orleans. I mean, people get shot every day. You see, I mean, we're a very violent city. We see people get shot all the time. But you don't see too many machete attacks in broad daylight, in public, in front of people on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at a gas station.
We've been noticing that trend ever since the COVID lockdowns happened, that a lot of these horrible crimes happening during the day. And it's kind of weird. We live in a time now where the safest time to go out is at night. You know, this guy did this in broad daylight with no compunction. And there was a shooting last week, broad daylight, like. Criminals are becoming brazen.
Well, they it looks like they caught the guy, and the guy who was killed in the gas station parking lot on Sunday afternoon, 59-year-old Donald Cargo from Miro. He was killed, and his family's absolutely heartbroken. His brother said if anybody was coming after him, all he would try to do was talk to them. He said he's not a violent person, and but it looks like they got his killer. And it took a day and a half, but they got him up in Shreveport. And again, his name, Zaokoye Chapman. Is that how you would pronounce that? Z-A-O-K-O-Y-E.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, He's 27 years old, and he is now in custody. So that's some good news. Again, you don't see broad daylight machete attacks, you know, in New Orleans. When I saw that story, it wouldn't have surprised me at all if he shot and killed somebody. But the machete part about it, that's what had me saying, wow. All right, coming up on the show. Where do you hear what this one nut did recently when he went to McDonald's? Here's something I have never seen before. Hang out with us for that story coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. In Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma, the military has overthrown the government. Myanmar, by the way, is a Burmese word meaning Burma. You know that according to a new survey, 90% of Americans can't find Burma or Myanmar on a map. I can't even find a map, to be honest with you. When was the last time you looked at a map? But Myanmar, formerly Burma, it's next to India, Bangladesh, China, Laos, and Thailand. But anyways, in that country, the military has overthrown the government. So I got to keep an eye and see what's going on over there. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. You don't see this headline every day. Man with chainsaw chases McDonald's employees, steals food and drink. A man has been arrested after entering a McDonald's restaurant and stealing food before chasing employees with a chainsaw. The incident happened, and it's another broad daylight incident, 3:30 in the afternoon recently.
Yeah, that's becoming popular.
Yeah, very brazen to do things in broad daylight. This happened at a McDonald's restaurant up in Portland, Maine, where the police there received a report. They got a call, 911, and the person on the phone said, "There's someone in McDonald's chasing people with a chainsaw." That was the 911 call. According to an investigation by the police department, the 26-year-old named Alice Sweet of Portland, Maine, entered that McDonald's restaurant with a chainsaw. He went behind the counter where employees were actively preparing food. Alice Sweet then reportedly revved the chainsaw intermittently before stealing some French fries and a drink. I've got the police report right here in front of me. This is bizarre. When the manager confronted the suspect in the parking lot, the suspect began chasing the manager with the chainsaw.
Oh.
The suspect also used the chainsaw to damage two vehicles that were parked in the restaurant parking lot. Responding officers were quickly able to locate the suspect nearby when they arrived on the scene. The suspect then attempted to run from the police on foot, but was caught and arrested without further incident just a short distance away. Alice Sweet was charged with robbery, criminal mischief, refusing to submit to arrest, and violation of conditions of release. So he had already been in jail, and he was out of jail. And so what did he decide to do while he was out of jail? Get a chainsaw, walk into this McDonald's, go behind the counter, rev up the chainsaw, grab some French fries. I think he took a burger too, and he got something to drink, and then he left.
See, you used to own a business, right? A restaurant?
I did. I owned a bar and a restaurant in Miami Beach for a couple of years.
Do you think this McDonald's manager holds some sort of accountability? Because this guy, he came in with a chainsaw, he's took a drink and fries, and he left. You think at that point, the manager would have just let him leave instead of going out to the parking lot and confronting him and further agitating him? All right, he got fries, he got a drink, let him go. But I think the manager made a mistake when he went out and confronted the guy, probably had words, and that's when he started chasing people around with the chainsaw and damaging vehicles. You should have just let the guy get away with the fries and a drink, right?
You know, we've done a bunch of stories, Coleman, on this radio show about people, about things that happen in fast food restaurants, things that happened in other retail establishments. And I've said it several times on the show. I mean, I've had friends who worked in retail, and they say, you know, the worst part about working in retail is having to deal with people. If they didn't have to deal with people, the job wouldn't be so bad. But when you work in retail, you have to deal with a bunch of people every day. And these are some of the people that you deal with. And if you've listened to this radio show, we bring you these stories that make news about just crazy, insane things happening in fast food restaurants and other places where retail service happens. Yeah, but you're to answer your question, if I'm the manager, when the guy leaves, well, obviously you got to call the cops, and that's what they did. But you would want to keep an eye on a guy that just, I know he only got some French fries. He might have gotten a sandwich and he got a soft drink. You might say, you know, we got off kind of easy. If that's all we lost from a guy who came behind the counter, fired up a chainsaw, revved it up a couple of times, and that's all we lost. But this manager is probably thinking, you know what? I got to keep an eye on this guy because he just came in here with a chainsaw, he just went into the parking lot, and he's running around with a chainsaw and some of my McDonald's food.
I'm just saying, all right, if the guy didn't have a chainsaw on him, I could see the manager going down and say, hey, guy, where are you going? You need to pay for that. But he came in there already with the chainsaw rev, so you know he's armed with a potential deadly weapon. So I feel like the manager probably, you know, maybe he was trying to stall until the cops came. Maybe that was the strategy. But the idea that the manager was brave enough to say, hey, guy with the chainsaw, and try to give him a little mouthing off, that's just brave to me, maybe unnecessary.
And one other thing about this story. I'm looking at 26-year-old Alice Sweets mugshot. Yeah, it's a man named Alice. In his mugshot, he has a mask on. It's pulled under his chin, but it's hanging from his ears. So he has a mask on. So at least he's wearing a mask.
You got to stay safe.
While he's in McDonald's with a chainsaw going behind the counter, revving it up to get himself some food. Yeah. At least he's not going to spread or get coronavirus. Well, wait a minute. He's only wearing one mask. He's not double masked.
This text says, I would never use curbside again. I think you're pretty safe going through the drive-thru.
That's pretty wild, though. You don't see that headline every day. Man with chainsaw chases McDonald's employees, steals food and drink. But they ended up catching him. Up in Portland, Maine.
Well, in his defense, McDonald's fries are awesome. And if you strap for cash, you know.
They do seem to be the best French fries out there, don't they? Hey, coming up on the show, one of my favorite actors just had a big birthday. You don't see him very much anymore. You don't hear from him very much anymore. But in my opinion, he's one of the greatest actors ever. We're going to pay a little tribute to him, and I want to find out what work that he has done that you like. That's coming up, and a rock star was just dropped from his record label, and he was kicked out of a bunch of commercials he was in because several of his ex-girlfriends say that he not only physically abused them, but mentally abused them. Wait till you hear these couple of reports coming up next on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Today's Groundhog Day. And Punxsutawney Phil, that's the groundhog, they did it virtually this year. Usually they have a lot of people that go up there to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It's a small town in northeast Pennsylvania. And usually a bunch of people go up there. Then they bring out the furry rodent. And the story always goes, if he sees his shadow, there's going to be six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, there won't be that much winter left. So you never want him to see a shadow. But this morning, virtually at dawn up there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and a little part of that Gobbler's Knob, Punxsutawney Phil came out and he did see his shadow. So that means, according to folklore, that there's going to be six more weeks of winter. As we sit here this morning in New Orleans, right now it's 39 degrees in our city.
Can't we just blindfold the groundhog before it comes out? That way it can't see anything, that we have no more winters.
Well, Coleman, this has been going on since 1887. So, I mean, this has been going on like Mardi Gras down here. Has been going on for a very long time. That up there, Gobbler's Knob, in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, I mean, most Americans would have never even heard of that town if it wasn't for Groundhog Day. And what's interesting about Groundhog Day this year is that last year, in 2020, for many people, every day felt like Groundhog Day because of coronavirus. Again, people watched it virtually this year. They still had a handful of those guys. Some of them were wearing masks, who were dressed in the black outfits with the black hats. And you ever see that movie, Groundhog Day, with Bill Murray?
Yeah, I've seen it when I was a kid. I vaguely remember it. I've only seen it once.
It's a good movie. So, well, get set for...
I'm not ready.
Six more weeks of winter. That's a pretty wild American tradition, Groundhog Day. And obviously, this isn't the same Punxsutawney Phil that we see every year. If this thing started back in 1887, groundhogs don't live that long. And they never make a big deal when a new Punxsutawney Phil comes to Punxsutawney.
So it makes you wonder, is it part of the bloodline, or they just take a random groundhog and just call it Phil?
Good question. He's probably the most famous groundhog ever. I don't think any other groundhogs have names like he does. Although there's been a couple of Punxsutawney Phil imposters over history, but they were able to weed those out. But this, again, February 2nd, that's today. It's Groundhog Day. It happens every year. And a lot of times when it happens, it's during a snowstorm like it is now. I mean, it's been snowing like crazy in the Northeast for the last day or so. A couple of feet of snow up there. They're getting. So, anyways, he didn't do it virtually. He was still there in the hole. They took him out of the hole, but people watched it virtually this year. Not as many people, hardly anybody went there because they didn't want to spread coronavirus.
Do Vegas gamble on whether he sees a shadow or not?
That's a good question. I believe you can make a bet on that in some Las Vegas casinos.
All right. So then I might tune in to see him do it on a Zoom next year or maybe live if you can bet on whether he sees the shadow or not.
I guess some years that the odds are better. You have better odds to say he will see his shadow. And then some years you have better odds. You could win more money if he doesn't see his shadow. I don't know. I'd have to look into that. But I do believe there are some places in America, some casinos where you could make a bet on that. So he did see a shadow 6 more years. Did you see what just happened to Marilyn Manson? Rocker Marilyn Manson just got dropped by his record company, and he just got dropped by television shows he was associated with. Because several of his ex-girlfriends, led by the very attractive actress, Evan Rachel Wood, said that Marilyn Manson physically and emotionally abused them. Now, Coleman, you looked at me earlier and you said, is this the cancel culture canceling Marilyn Manson? Well, yeah, when you have several women saying that he abused them, several women that he was in relationships with, people, especially now the hashtag MeToo movement happened, he's... Even though he's denying this, by the way.
Of course he is.
And he hasn't had a day in court yet. But his record label, Loma Vista, released a statement late yesterday saying, in light of today's disturbing allegations by Evan Rachel Wood and other women naming Marilyn Manson as their abuser, Loma Vista Records will cease to further promote his current album, effective immediately, they just said. Due to these concerning developments, we have also decided not to work with Marilyn Manson on any future projects. And last night, Marilyn Manson responded to the allegations in an Instagram post. He says, quote, obviously, my art and my life have long been magnets for controversy. But these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been consensual with like-minded partners. Regardless of how and why others are now choosing to misrepresent the past, that is the truth.
It sounds like he was into some kinky stuff, well, and they consented to it, and that's what they're talking about.
Not just that, Coleman. The one thing about Marilyn Manson that most people who know who he is or associated with him, he's always been a hardcore drug user. Marilyn Manson is a big-time drug user. You know, he's 52 years old now.
He doesn't look 52.
Well, have you ever seen him without
no
without makeup on?
He looks good for his age, whatever he is.
But the famous actress who just said this yesterday, Evan Rachel Wood, she's only 33 years old.
She also looks good. Right.
But he's been linked to other actresses before, and they all say after they break up with him, geez, what a wild ride. And I think the drugs, the pills, all the stuff that has a lot to do with that.
Now, I'm not the type to judge a book by its cover, John. However, if you are a woman and you look at Marilyn Manson just physically, you see his videos, you hear his music, and you decide to be attracted and interested in him, what would make you think that the ride isn't going to be wild? It's kind of like what you see is what you get with Marilyn Manson, right? Unless he has a mild, tamer, you know, side off the cameras and off the stage.
It's hard to believe that some women find him attractive.
But that's my thing. The women that would find Marilyn Manson attractive would be the ones that's kind of looking for the wild ride. They're looking for the bad boy, right? They're looking for the nonconformist, because clearly Marilyn Manson visually seems like that type of person. The bad boy, the rogue, the outcast, the misfit. And then you finally date him and realize, wow, he really is a misfit and he is rogue. He is going off the rails. It's kind of like you see what you get. Not trying to victim blame here, but geez, it's like Dennis Rodman. Who can date Dennis Rodman and after to come out the date, like, wow, that was a wild ride. Well, yeah, it's Dennis Rodman.
He also dated Rose McGowan for a while, and we've seen her over the last year. Mentally stable, she is not. But another one who was back when she was dating him, he was very good looking.
Yeah.
But once the actress Evan Rachel Wood announced this yesterday, Marilyn Manson is in the process of being canceled, dropped by his record label, and dropped by the television shows that he was on. He had some recurring roles in a couple of television shows, and he was doing some work there. He has just been dropped because a few women have said that he abused them. He denies it, and that's where we are. And he's got a few good songs. The beautiful people.
Da-dum-dum.
We're all stars now in the dope show. So we'll see what happens next with him. But yeah, nobody can. I mean, when you have women here in February 2021 saying that a famous person assaulted them, abused them emotionally, physically, sexually, whatever the case may be, even before you have a chance to defend yourself, people have to disassociate themselves from you.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. And I know that's not how our criminal justice system works. You know, we're always supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But if several women are saying this, you know, especially a woman like Evan Rachel Wood, people are just, they don't want to be associated with him anymore.
That's the court of public opinion. They don't need to go to criminal justice. You are guilty if they say you are.
Coming up on the show, one of my favorite actors of all time, who we don't see or hear from anymore, just celebrated another birthday. He's getting up there. We're going to talk about him coming up because he had so many great movies. And again, one of my favorites. Stay tuned for that and more coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This Sunday is the Super Bowl. And 91-year-old groundskeeper George Toma is working his 55th Super Bowl. He's been the groundskeeper for every Super Bowl, but he is showing signs of age. Last year, during the Super Bowl, he yelled at some of the players. He was heard saying, "Hey, you kids, get off my field." Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. Just saw this headline. New Orleans man arrested in connection with multiple vehicle fires in Slidell. I just want to let you know, if you live in Slidell, you don't have to worry. This isn't random. This guy from New Orleans who's lit several cars on fire in Slidell, he had a target. And I will explain. So if you live in Slidell, you don't have to worry that some guy is just running around lighting cars on fire, blowing up cars in your town.
Unless you're one of the targets.
A New Orleans man has been arrested in connection with multiple vehicle fires in Slidell. 62-year-old Michael Jackson. He was arrested and booked into the St. Tammany Parish Jail after a joint investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office and the St. Tammany Fire Protection District.
Oh, you mean joint like together? All right. I was thinking of another kind of joint. I'm sorry.
No.
Weed every day.
Coleman,
joint investigation.
Two different
All right.
Authoritarian agencies didn't sit down, share a joint, and figure this out. Now, this started right before Christmas. This is interesting as we sit here on February 2nd. This started on December 23rd at an apartment complex on Voters Road in Slidell. Investigators say two vehicles were set on fire and a third was damaged due to fire exposure. It was later determined that the fires were intentionally set. Now, fast forward about a month, the second incident was reported at the same apartment complex on Voters Road in Slidell on January 4th. Three vehicles were set on fire, and three others were damaged by fire exposure. And then fast forward almost another month to just the other night, on January 30th, a third incident occurred on Westlawn Drive in Slidell. One vehicle was set on fire in the driveway of a home. Investigators determined that that fire was also intentionally set. So why, over the course of about 3 months, were there three different incidents in Slidell where several cars were intentionally set on fire? They have one thing in common.
What was that?
All of those events, Coleman. As the investigation progressed, the St. Tammany Parish deputies learned that there was one common victim in the incidents, and that was Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend.
So did the ex-girlfriend, or did Mike figure out that the girl, it was not his son?
Yeah, not his.
Because he did kind of have the eyes. I know Mike was saying, hey, you know, his eyes kind of look like mine, maybe.
No, again, this is, it just happens to have the same name as the former King of Pop. This is 62-year-old Michael Jackson of New Orleans.
Oh, all right, different Michael Jackson.
So she was the victim of a lot of these car fires. The other victims of the vehicle fires, the car fires, included her new boyfriend, Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. I guess Michael Jackson blew up his car, too. A female friend of Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend and her husband, their cars were torched as well. And her husband, the female friend of his ex-girlfriend, helped Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend replace her vehicles and find a new place to stay.
All right, so...
You know, we say, Coleman, a lot of violence happens for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Over either money or women.
Right.
When it comes to violence between men. It's either money or women, an ex-girlfriend, an ex-wife. In this situation, it's Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend.
You know what bothers me about this entire story? Sometimes I fantasize. Well, I don't fantasize. I try to predict what it would it be like when I get into my elderly years. I don't see myself lighting cars on fire when I'm past my 60s. You know, once you get around that age, you think you kind of have life figured out. You think you get settled into a routine or something like that. But for this guy to be in his 60s and he still has that much spite and anger about life that he goes to burn up cars, you know, it kind of lets you know, no matter how old you are, sometimes you just can't figure life out.
You still got that spark.
That was a good one.
Still got that fire inside you. That's what you're saying, Coleman?
Yeah. Well, what do you see yourself doing at 60, John?
Well, look, I've been in plenty of relationships, and if I get dumped, if I've been dumped, I just look for something else. I move on with my life. I'm not going to go and try to terrorize an ex. This guy, over the span of 3 months, wasn't only terrorizing his ex-girlfriend. He was terrorizing the people who are in her life right now. Her new boyfriend, one of her friends, and one of her friend's husbands. And in his mind, the best way to deal with this was to burn all of their cars, was to just burn their vehicles.
But I could expect that from an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old who never experienced a heartbreak before, that never experienced the wiles of love before. And, you know, I could get that. But when you're 60, so you mean to tell me this dude's going to be in old folks' home at 70 slashing, like, the tires of the mobile carts or something like that if one of the older ladies upsets him? Like, come on, dude.
Well, he's going to be in jail for a while.
Okay, good.
But when he gets out, it makes you, the next person who pisses him off, who's to say he's going to stop at just lighting their cars on fire?
Man. Come on, Mike. Beat it. Move on.
Yeah. So there you go. They caught him. And if you live in Slidell and you're wondering why different cars in different people's house complexes are being lit on fire or just catching on fire, now you know why. It wasn't random.
Yeah, and I guess the fact that he got caught means to say he is not a smooth criminal.
Coming up next on the show, one of my favorite actors of all time, who we don't see or hear from anymore, just celebrated a very old birthday. And I want to talk about some of his movies, because he was in some of the best movies ever. And I want to find out which movies of his you liked, if you're listening right now. That's next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you see who just turned 91 years old the other day? Happy belated birthday to actor Gene Hackman. He's without a doubt one of my favorites. And you haven't really heard much from him or seen much of him lately. Well, he just turned 91 on Saturday. He was never, quote unquote, Hollywood. That's one of the things I liked about him. And from what I understand, the last several years, he lives a very quiet, peaceful life in New Mexico. But when you look at the list of movies that he was in, he was in some of the best movies ever made. And not only that, he's always great in those movies. He got noticed in 1967 in the movie he made, Bonnie and Clyde. Now, he didn't play Bonnie or Clyde. He played Clyde Barrow's brother, Buck Barrow. And he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in that movie. And then 4 years later, in 1971, he was in The French Connection, where he played a New York City cop named Jimmy Popeye Doyle. He did win the Academy Award in 1971 for the Best Actor. And not only that, his name in that movie, Jimmy Popeye Doyle, was what inspired the chicken chain, Popeye's Chicken, for that name.
Chicken!
You know, some people think Popeye's Doyle, that his name came from Popeye, the cartoon character.
I did.
No, Popeye's chicken name came from Popeye Doyle, the name of the cop that Gene Hackman played in The French Connection. Because Popeye's chicken, I mean, again, that movie came out in 1971. The first Popeye's chicken popped up in 1972. Al Copeland, here in the New Orleans area, opened up that restaurant in St. Bernard Parish. And then that became so many other, became a huge franchise. And now Popeye's Chicken, some of many people, including mine, their favorite chicken. But then after that, Gene Hackman was in so many other great movies. He was in 1974, 3 years after The French Connection, Well, the year after the French Connection in 1972, he played the preacher in The Poseidon Adventure. It's a great movie. And then the two movies he was in 1974, Young Frankenstein, and he was also in The Conversation. Great movies. But I think of Gene Hackman, I think of the movie Hoosiers. I think of the movie Unforgiven, that great Clint Eastwood movie he was in. But do you remember Hoosiers, where he had trouble and he got a job as a high school basketball coach of a very small town high school basketball team, and they made it all the way to the state finals to play against one of the high school basketball teams from Indianapolis, Indiana?
There's a tradition in tournament play to not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
And that's not just in basketball, that's in life. He was also Lex Luthor in Superman.
That was my all-time. That's the one I was going to say was my favorite role. Superman and Superman 2 is my favorite Gene Hackman character when he played Lex Luthor, especially in Superman 2.
Superman was in 1978, and then in 1980, 2 years later, Superman 2. In 1981, he was in a movie called Reds. He was fantastic in that movie as well. How about the movie Mississippi Burning? He got nominated for the best actor in that movie. He didn't win. But the thing about Gene Hackman, what made him so great, not only was he believable in every role he was in, he was an incredible bad guy in movies. He was some bad guy in movies, but he also was a really good guy in movies. But I think I liked him best when he was a bad guy, like in Unforgiven, the Clint Eastwood movie. He was an SOB in that movie.
Another standout role in Gene Hackman is when he played Harry Zim in that movie Get Shorty.
Yes.
He's playing that janky movie producer. He's trying to get Ray Barbona to invest in his movie, and he didn't really know the criminal lifestyle. He was very convincing in that movie as well. But Lex Luthor in Superman 2, all-time favorite Gene Hackman role, in my opinion.
He was in a movie called The Firm in 1993, which he was absolutely fantastic in, and that was a great movie. He was in a movie called Crimson Tide in 1995, the same year he made Get Shorty. And then in 1996, he was in that movie The Birdcage with the gay guys in Miami Beach. He was in that. He was in so many great movies. He was in the movie The Replacements about the football team when the NFL football team went on strike. He was the head coach in that movie as well.
And then when you think about it, you're right. He wasn't necessarily Hollywood. You never really heard about him in the scandal sheets. You
never
heard about it in the National Enquirer. He acted and went home. He did his job and went home and minded his business.
Yeah, he hasn't been seen now in upwards of 20 years in a movie. But he's one of those guys that he was always good. No matter what movie he was in, he was always good. And the movie was usually really good. But I just wanted to bring that up because Gene Hackman just turned 91 years old. And for someone who was so legendary in Hollywood, he wasn't one of those Hollywood dudes. And that's what I liked about him. And he's... I mean, again, it's been, 17 years since we saw him in a movie, and we're probably never going to see him again. But
He doesn't have anything to prove, though, at this point. He could just live the rest of his life happy in New Mexico. And
I think that's what he does, Coleman.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's done. But he's one of those guys who, when I'm flipping through the television and you see him or one of his movies on, I usually always stop almost every time because he's so good and so believable and all of the movies that he's in. And most of those movies, if not all of them, they're good, entertaining movies. So keep going strong, Gene Hackman, and a belated happy 91st birthday. Coming up on the show, we've got the dumbest thing that I read all morning, and this is incredible. A guy who stole a vehicle and what he stole and where he ended up and how he got caught. You're not going to believe any of this. And it just happened. And that's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Earlier, we were paying tribute to Gene Hackman, one of my favorite actors, because Saturday was his 91st birthday, and he's never been Hollywood, and he's living a quiet life in New Mexico. And I was naming off a bunch of my favorite Gene Hackman movies. And well, Coleman, you said some people texted their favorite Gene Hackman movies. One of the best Gene Hackman movies, maybe the most noted, is the role he won the Academy Award for Best Leading Actor, Best Actor for, the 1971 movie, The French Connection, where he played a New York City cop named Popeye Doyle. That inspired Al Copeland out of New Orleans here to name his chicken restaurant Popeye's Chicken. You know, a lot of people thought it was after the cartoon Sailor. No. It was after the New York City cop in the movie The French Connection, played by Gene Hackman, Popeye Doyle. That's why Al Copeland named Popeye's, and set up his first one in Araby in St. Bernard Parish, and that went on to become huge. You know, Al Copeland was born today. Today was Al Copeland's birthday. He was born February 2nd, 1944. He died in March of 2008. But Al Copeland, you know, besides Popeye's, he had other restaurants as well. He made millions and millions of dollars, and he was known for a few things besides Popeye's and his restaurants. He was also known for the Christmas light display he would put on in front and around his house in Metairie. And it got so big that he got the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies to direct traffic around that some nights. But isn't it something, a coincidence, how Gene Hackman just celebrated his 91st birthday, and today, Popeye Doyle, and today Al came up with Popeye's restaurants, and a lot of other things as well. He was born today in 1944, and he grew up here in New Orleans, very humble means. He grew up in the St. Thomas Public Housing Project, which was right in between Central City and the Lower Garden District. That's where he grew up. And he came from that to not only create Popeye's Chicken, but so many other restaurants. And he made millions and millions and millions of dollars coming out of the St. Thomas Public Housing Project. Isn't that something? Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. You're not going to believe the vehicle this guy stole and where he took it that got him caught. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And it's that time where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man who stole ambulance was caught while ordering fast food in drive-through with emergency lights on.
You idiot. I'm
trying to think here, what's dumber, actually stealing an ambulance or then taking it with the lights on to a fast food drive-through, and that's how this idiot got caught. This happened in Houston.
You know, we don't really get too many Texas stories in the dumbest thing we read. It's usually Florida,
Well, this happened in Houston, Coleman. A man was taken into custody the other night after Houston police said he stole an ambulance, and he was arrested after police said they found the ambulance, well, with him driving, in the drive-thru line of a fast food restaurant in Southwest Houston with the emergency ambulance lights on. Houston police said the ambulance was stolen while paramedics were out on a call. The suspect is accused of jumping in the ambulance and driving away. I guess sometimes ambulance drivers, you know, they're really in a hurry. They show up to a scene and they leave the keys in the ignition because they're probably not thinking someone's actually going to steal this ambulance with the keys in its ignition and the lights on and everything flashing.
You know, I never knew that the ambulance driver also counted as an EMT personnel as well. You would think they would have like just the driver, the guy that drives the ambulance, and then the EMTs hop out and do the thing while the driver waits for them to put the person in the ambulance so he can drive off. But apparently, I guess the driver is a part of the whole rescue mission where he has to get out the car and help out.
See, I call it an ambulance. You call it an ambulance.
Yeah, that.
Authorities were able to track down the stolen ambulance to a Jack-in-the-Box fast food restaurant. The driver was at the drive-thru ordering food with the emergency lights flashing when the police arrived. And he was taken into custody. Good that they got the ambulance back.
Yeah, you know, we've done stories about people leaving their car running and somebody hops in and there's a person in the back. Whether it's a kid or whether it's Gail Benson.
Yeah. Yesterday, we just did the story about what happened on Friday in West Wego, where a father had his 9-month-old infant in the back seat. He hopped out of the car to run into someplace. He left not only the door open, but the car running with the keys in it. Someone stole the car with the infant in it, and they brought the infant across the river. They brought the car over here, and they dropped the infant off on the front stoop of a house in the Holly Grove neighborhood here in New Orleans. And yeah, not that long ago, Gail Benson, the richest human being in the state of Louisiana, Tom Benson's widow, she now owns the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans and a lot of other stuff, businesses. She was in the back seat of a car uptown. And someone, her driver, just ran in, I think, to a restaurant to get some food. A car thief jumped into the driver's seat. She screamed, "Get out, get out." And the car thief listened.
All right. So
luckily, Gail Benson, the richest human being in the state of Louisiana, was not carjacked recently.
So it was a good thing that this ambulance thief, they didn't have a body in the back of the ambulance and they wouldn't be able to get to the hospital. You know, the ambulance was unoccupied.
Well, the man who stole the ambulance, and he was caught while he was ordering fast food in a Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru, well, he had all the emergency lights on from the ambulance. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And you could see that story and so many of the other dumbest thing I read all morning stories on our website. They're up there right now. Bayou957.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.